It's Raz FM with Flaba Nainking, and you're still tuned in to Raz FM Evenings with Fezile Manzini. Now, this evening, I am celebrating another phenomenal woman. She is an instrumentalist, musician, vocalist, composer, producer, arranger, and a facilitator. I have her on the line. I am speaking to Zawadi Yamungu, also known as Ngosingiphile Mpanza. Good evening. One thing I love about KZN, shame. Whenever I speak to people from KZN, I am honored for the royalty that I am. Hey, niyakhonda shem yati bantu base KZN nginthanda kabi nkosi yami nakufika net khona lapho noma ngathi Fezile, I know you will honor the same.
Yes, all the time. It's very important because it carries a lot of history behind you.
True. Welcome to Raz FM Evenings, Maye, and thank you. I wish Beng Tati Shem Titagazelo Dagam Banza. I'll work on it. I'm really sorry.
Tabekulu. If you can just learn that one, it's Tabekulu.
Tabekulu. I'll work on it, Shem. I have to. I owe you that one.
Yes, no, but thank you for having me here. I'm happy.
No, thank you. Thank you for availing yourself. I love your music. There's something very spiritual. But now once I listen to music and I feel that I connect with the music on a spiritual level, I know that, no, this person is doing exactly what they are meant to be doing. This is not about hunger. This is a calling answer that has been answered. So I think I want to start off by finding out, Gutsi, where was Zawadi Yamungu born and raised?
Zawadi Yamungu was born and raised in Mandeni. But then I also moved to Enanda, which is, Mandeni is north of KZN, and Enanda is north of Durban. So I was raised in both places.
Mm-hmm. Now, what inspired the style of music that you do? Since I've already touched on the fact that, no, man, it's therapeutic. Are you healing
I
us?
Know.
Because different gifts operate differently, eh?
Yes, actually. I think that the thing of spirituality and the gift, you find it along the journey, you know. Growing up, I think growing in Mandeni also contributes to the person that I am and the style that I sing and the music that I'm in, because Mandeni is a rural area which really performs the culture, heritage and culture, Zulu culture, norms. So I think it also contributes to the schools that I was with or that I was in or that I was at, because I was very active doing those cultural groups, cultural competitions, music. And it was also like choral, but also cultural, kona imboloho, which is a song for wedding. And then there were also amahubo, which maybe you can define them as hymns. But then in 2016, I was part of a group called African Heritage Ensemble. And that's when I got back to be grounded into the style that I'm in and connect to the style that I'm in.
All right.
Now, are you still here? Are you still here? Mm. Oh, okay. Yes. To the start, that I'm sorry. I thought I was cutting all.
No, you cut it off.
So, okay. Yes. So I got to connect to amahubo, which are songs that were sung very old, sung by Princess Makoko. She was the figure and an alpha female who really presented this type of music and style, which speaks about our history as Africans, our culture, and it's also like poetic. So it's a beautiful style that makes you easily connect with, I think, like a spiritual level of what you are hearing or what you are feeling when I sing.
Now, what are some of the challenges that you have had to overcome in the industry, the music industry? Because I know that, like any other industry, there are challenges. And sometimes we overlook those challenges and we soldier on, because when it's a calling, you cannot act like you don't want to do it. You don't have a choice. You have to do it. So I want to hear from you just to inspire other women, Mhlambe, who are saying, you know, Namai, this is a journey that is meant for me, but I'm still struggling to overcome.
Right. Listen, when we are in the music industry, you sometimes feel like, can I just stop?
Yeah.
and maybe go and sell Avon, you know? But now, the consistency, or if you have a gift, sometimes things just come to you. Mm. You don't go to them.
True.
So even if you're trying to stay away from it, but it keeps on calling you and calling you back. I remember this one time when I felt like, oh no, there's a lot in the industry that we need to understand. Mm. The challenge that I think we are facing is being women. The industry is male dominant. They are superior, or they, like, there's the mentality of them being superior than women. Or maybe just thinking about it now, maybe it's the fear of women, because we are very powerful, you know.
True.
And once we get to be, once we know what we want and go for it, we can go full force. And that's very scary for other people. They can get intimidated by our power, which is normal, you know. But at some point, it's challenging, because we find ourselves not being exposed, or not being able to get the chances that we need, or that we need to get, because there are men and there are males around you that you need to knock and, you know, and bow, you know, all those things. So I think those are the challenges that we are facing currently in the industry.
All right. Now, what is or was the highlight of your musical career?
Oh, yes. The highlight was Ladies in Media Award in Ghana. I went to Ghana this year around March, I was not ready. Because I had no music at that time that was out, but I was known by performing live, you know. So I did not expect to even receive an award or to even be recognized, and especially not in my country, but in Ghana. So that was huge. That was a biggest highlight. And then the highlight of the highlights is now. Because I've released Unge Moshe, which is a very beautiful song, affirmation song for every woman here, to say they're beautiful and to affirm them and for them to embrace who they are. So this is really my highlight, because I feel like everyone is receiving the song very well with both hands, and people are enjoying what I'm delivering to them. So right now, this is my highlight. This is the best highlight of my career. Having the team behind me, which is very working hard and working with so much support and love, I think I'm grateful, and this is like a very biggest highlight of my time. Yeah.
No, I guess 2024 was for the ladies, because I've already noted that you're the third person who got an accolade in March. So there's something about March 2024. I'm noting that a lot of women
right?
get accolades in March, specifically different fraternities, different industries in March. So we want to know March law. We need to redo March 2024.
Oh,
maybe before December, we can have March 2.0. So the rest of us can get ours. Yeah, so some of us can. Yeah, it missed us, but a lot of women got accolades in March this year. So
oh, you are noticing that.
Yeah, so Stella Tinele Gus Champile. March before December, we must be repeated for the rest of us. Now,
also, most women release their music in March. I noticed that.
Oh, okay. So that might also be another reason. But I noted, I've been noting with Simon, March was great for a lot of women this year.
Yeah, I know.
And now, what would you say to a young girl who says, I also dream of being where Zawadi is? Just in the spirit of Womandla, if we may call it that, and celebrating each other and inspiring each other. I'm giving you an opportunity to say your part.
I'd say consistency is the key. Attitude is everything. We just need to keep reminding ourselves who we are, keep grounding ourselves, keep praying, keep going. Mm. It's very important to keep going. Even if there are so many obstacles to face, but at the same time, go back home, pray about it, channel your mind, open your heart to say, I know what I want, Lord. I know you are with me. Mm. Pray to your ancestors as well to guide you, to guide your path, to pave the way, because no one is doing it ngomlingo. It's not magical, but it's actually a path that is being guided by the ancestors and God. So you just need to keep on going on and keep on refreshing your talent, keep on working in your skill, bettering yourself, read books, learn. And Mina, I'm an instrumentalist. So it means for me, every day I have to rehearse. Every day I have to keep on mastering what I am doing, and I have to connect with what I am doing for people to connect with me and get a healing that I get when I play the instrument or when I listen to my songs or when I write or when I compose, whatever, because I'm able to channel my mind and to focus my mind to, this is me here for healing. I'm healing myself. So if I heal myself, it means I can be able to heal another person or the next person who's listening to me through music. So it's just that mandate that you need to set for yourself. As Pusheni said, Pambili, kodwa kukho konke, we need to pray and invite God in everything that you do.
No, thank you very much, Han. And congratulations on your accolade. I feel it is well deserved. Nami, I got my healing, Shem. I got my healing from your music. And thank you for also availing yourself for this interview. Please do enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you so much, Mala, for saying that you get a healing. There's so much more that is coming. So people should just go stream Zawadi ya Mungu Ngimoshe and also follow me on Instagram at Zawadi ya Mungu and also on Facebook at Zawadi ya Mungu. Because stream the song, it's a beautiful song, and there's so much more that is still coming. I'm still going to release more music, healing music, meditation music.
Thank you and good night.
Thank you.
That was Zawadi ya Mungu. Beautiful, beautiful soul. And the song that we were talking about, of course I got it for you. So here is Zawadi ya Mungu, Ngimuhle, Rise FM.